You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I have a great show for you today, so I'm very happy that you're joining me. But before we start with today's show, I want to remind everyone out there that we are in the midst of the cold and flu season, and it is the perfect time to start taking herbal supplements to get our immune system strong and to prevent to get sick. And if you do get sick, herbs are also a wonderful option to shorten the duration of a cold or a flu. So don't wait and go to my website and check out these highly effective cold and flu supplements that I make. Go to www.DSandDavidRSandRose.com. Then click on Visit Store, and then from there select Cold and Flu Fighters. Okay, now let's go on with today's show. Today's show is about oracle cards. I just adore oracle cards, and I have a collection of many different decks. They are a wonderful tool for anyone to start learning to trust their own intuition, as well as to learn more about themselves and what beliefs may be interfering with their manifestation process. That is because the images and oracle cards are used to connect with your subconscious and to bring light to valuable information that is sitting inside of you. Oracle cards are perfect for those moments when something feels off and you don't know what, or maybe the times where you're not getting what you want or feel some kind of resistance in your creation process and have no idea what beliefs are in your way. All of us have had those moments, and sometimes we need that extra little help to get us unstuck and keep us moving towards our manifestations. And that is why today I brought to the show my friend Lada Sedeman. She is an expert in oracle cards, a clinical herbalist, and holistic health educator. In her practice, Lada helps her clients awaken their inner magic and navigate blocks so they may bring forth their light into the world. Doesn't that sound wonderful and amazing? Well, you can learn more about Lada on her website at www.alchemywithlada.com. But for today, she's here to help us understand a little bit more what oracle cards are and how we can use them to help in our manifestation process. Hi, Lada. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you're back with us.
Thank you, Tony. So happy to be here again and to chat and share some wisdom.
So today we decided to talk about oracle cards, and I think it's going to be a great show because you're going to tell us all about what are oracle cards and how we can use them.
Yes, this is one of my favorite subjects. It's something that I've been, since I can remember, you know, just really drawn to divination decks and, you know, who doesn't want to kind of like know what's next? And, you know, these kind of questions that I feel always excite us and pull us into inquiry and exploration.
Great. So can you start, for those people that don't know what are oracle cards, just start defining what are they and how can we use them?
Yes. So oracle cards, some people may have heard tarot, so we won't go into the tarot decks that are different, but our oracle cards can vary. They don't have a strict, you know, guidance or hierarchy or number of cards. And they can vary with different themes depending, you know, of course, of the author, anywhere from moon decks to the animal spirit to butterflies and their messages, you know. So really we're using imagery here for symbolism to gain insight, clarity, perspectives, all those kind of things that we are seeking when we're feeling maybe a little blocked or just looking for guidance. The oracle cards usually come with a deck and a guidebook. So the guidebook may or may not be included. Some decks don't include it. And you can always reference, you know, the guidebook for clarity on the card and the intention of the author, sometimes exercises that you can do depending on the guidance, mantras. So they do vary. It's a really fun world, and there's a lot of options that I think everyone could find something that they resonate with.
And I love oracle cards because they're really just a window to our subconscious and to what's going on inside us. And so, like you said, even though they come with a little book, some of them, some don't, it's really about what you see and what that symbol means to you. And I remember taking a class on symbols and synchronicity, and that's one of the things that I learned. It's like, forget about the book. What does that symbol mean to you? You know, what does it mean? And it could be in a dream or it could be in a card or whatever, but it's always about you and what does it represent to you?
Definitely, definitely. I love that you make this point because just as we've, you know, talked about with dreams or the crystals, like it really comes down to your relationship with yourself, your guidance, and you're really opening up to a field of energy and guidance that we all have access to, you know? Some people see things more often through images. Sometimes people have more of a feeling, you know, senses, or they hear words or guidance through different ways. So definitely the imagery, the things we see, and the cards can be kind of, like you said, a mirror of something that we may not be able to access through our cognitive mind or such in that moment.
And so how are some of the ways that you have used oracle cards to help you out?
Yes. So it usually draws back to, you know, love relationships. Wanting to know, you know, that's kind of how I take it back. And, you know, what do they feel? Is this going to work out? You know, those kind of questions that sometimes, you know, we draw to when we're feeling a little anxious of the unknown. But in that sharing, I will share a story that I really connect with. So I remember at one point during a relationship, I was asking, you know, for guidance and such. And I kept getting this card because, as we know, law of attraction doesn't fail, right? We get similar cards, just like, you know, other things pop into our awareness. And I kept getting the relationship card. And it talked about how the most important relationship was with myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't quite understand it there. I was like, wait, I'm inquiring about me. Why do you keep saying that the relationship's about me and that when I change and evolve my relationship? You know, I didn't have yet this awareness, you know, of how my relationship with myself is mirroring into my partnership. Right? Mm-hmm. So I really love this because it took me a while, and the repetition of this card coming up served as a tool for my learning and exploration. Now I can understand that concept, and it's something that I share because really, yes, all healing, all anything, it's a relationship with ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So in this case, the cards really helped me to hone into this, like, hey, we're trying to send you this message, and I wasn't fully, you know, able to receive it through life experience that got clear. And so that brings up a really good point with the oracle cards, that sometimes, you know, we'll get a message and we won't really know how to digest it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're working with a new deck and you're like, huh, these are kind of new. I don't really know what this card signifies. I get the book, but doesn't fully get the feeling or the meaning. And sometimes it just takes a while to really meditate with them and be open to what they're trying to communicate.
And so what about people that are afraid of cards? I know a number of people that they're afraid of the future, or it's a sin to look into the future. And in my opinion, there's a misinterpretation that it's not the future. It's a message from your subconscious. But are they dangerous is the question that I often hear. What do you think about that? Or are you opening a door to the entities or something like that?
Yes, wonderful question. I'll speak on it from my experience. I think, like anything, you know, if we're coming and approaching something from fear, we're going to attract that in certain ways, right? I do respect some people, that's not their tool, that's not what they use on navigation, whether that be for religious reason, whatever, you know, there's many reasons. I also think that, like many many things on the path of guidance and spirituality, they've been manipulated by people that want to draw on people's fears to make money. Mm-hmm. Right? So I've seen it in my experience in Mexico a lot of times. You know, I just kind of am weary and protective of who I turn to read my cards, because many times I'm going to walk away hearing, you know, there's jealousies around you and we need to dispel them, and, you know, people are envious and they're going to take your money. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it really leaves with this feeling of, I'm not powerful, mm-hmm. you know, like I need someone to protect me because obviously all these people are out to get me. I see this often, and a lot of times, you know, I'm not to say that, you know, energy attacks and all that, I'm not going to go into that or discrediting that. But really, again, oracle cards for me are guidance, and they should be helping you into a path of expansion and self-inquiry, not in the path of fear and contraction and, oh my God, I need to pay you because, you know,
you're going
to
save me.
Yeah. Life is out to get me. And, you know, so it's really about, again, how you resonate with things. And yes, definitely trust your intuition. If you go see a reader and they tell you something that doesn't resonate, like, come back to your power. And I do understand the sense of vulnerability that can bring for somebody to really tell you what something's going to happen. So I think that's why also the oracle cards are beautiful. We're working with present time energies. We're working with the now. We're working with guidance to empower you. So yeah, maybe if you are in a toxic situation or something's not serving you, like, hey, let's be honest. Like, you know, mm-hmm. is this job serving you? You know, maybe let's explore something. Maybe your creativity is being numbed or your sense of possibilities is fogged. So yeah, sometimes you do need to explore something more than like, yeah, you're doing great. Okay, great. I'm good. On to this, you know. But it should come from a place of empowerment. And just to simplify it, fear for me contracts. It limits you and it lowers your vibration. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make you feel powerful or connected. And love does. Mm-hmm. However you want to change those words, switch them, whatnot. But love helps us to feel strong. It helps us to feel that there's hope. It helps us to feel that we have the power, tools, guidance, support to navigate what we need to, even if it is difficult. Mm-hmm. So I would just say, use that compass. Does this bring me fear? Does it bring me love? Mm-hmm. Is person I'm working for or with, excuse me, in alignment with love, or are they in alignment with fear?
Tell me, which one is your favorite deck, or one or two of them, and why? Why do you love them?
Yes. So before I tell you which decks, I just want to say, you know, again, when you're choosing an oracle card deck, there's so many ways that you can go about it. You know, again, kind of with anything we talked about, the crystals, like, check in, see what you're drawn to, explore it, right? There are so many options, and I know we are all connected to different realms and magical beings. You know, for me, the aquatic realm, mermaids have always been really big. You know, even in my own healing and visions, I see dolphins, I see whales, I feel at home in an aquatic type setting. So one of my first and favorite decks that I bought was the Mermaid and Dolphins Oracle deck by Dorian Virtue.
Dorian Virtue, yeah.
So I started working with Dorian Virtue decks pretty much exclusively at the beginning, and I did attend her angel reading in Maui, and, you know, and she was still in the angel card, you know, world and such. So that deck was really, really fun. And I feel like she has an approach that, you know, is gentle. So for the feeling like, whoa, I don't want to open up like some weird message I'm not going to know how to navigate. Dorian Virtue is a great place to start. And she and, you know, her son or other people she's collaborated with have made a lot of wonderful decks. So if working with the angels and the archangels, maybe a specific angel, there's, you know, Archangel Raphael, if you're really working with healing and heart and relationships, Archangel Michael deck. So again, choosing archetypes that resonate with you. Another one of my favorites is the Goddess Guidance Oracle. So at one point I was doing a workshop on, you know, tapping into the archetype of the goddess within us. And I always love ending with like a card, because, you know, after, especially after meditation or doing a workshop, you're doing the work, you're getting clear, you're getting centered. I feel like we're just open and receive. So just having that image at the end, it's like, there's a, you know, there's a lot of decks. So they've become different collections through trips. If I'm in Brazil, I've gotten some from France. So choosing them is so unique as you are. You know, there are so many options. And if you're someone that loves to work with questions around the heart, you know, choose one that focuses on relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some for, if you work with maybe clients, you can choose them for life purpose or career focus. So there's a lot of decks that kind of speak to specific audiences, for sure.
So do you have a ritual or a some sort of process that you use before you do a reading for yourself or your clients?
Yes. So I think, you know, first and foremost is setting, right, with anything. So you need to be in a setting, not only within yourself, but your environment that is calm. You know, so you don't want to be, you know, rushing on your way to work and be like, oh, let me put my card. Oh, great. This is my message. Oh, apparently you need to quit today. You know, so you just really need to get clear, set some space for yourself. I love to burn some sage, set an intention, call in my guides. You know, maybe you have crystals, candles. So it can be as elaborate as you are. You know, I like to work with all these tools. Sometimes I spray some of my Agua Florida aromatherapy spray. So you don't have to have all these tools, but those are some of the rituals that I do. So maybe something in that will inspire you. Then I choose the deck. Usually I'm going into it again because maybe I'm feeling a little cloudy. You know, maybe even though I've been meditating or writing, I'm just still feeling like I can't quite access, you know, like my heart's feeling off, or I have a question and I just want to open up, you know, to the God, to my guides and angels and higher self for that guidance. So once I grab the deck and choose it, I will clear it. And I do that by tapping it 3 times and you know, speaking the word clear. And I imagine my, like, blowing on it as like fairy dust or magical dust that's clearing away and creating this protective shield. You know, sometimes I'll just put a crystal over it. Mm-hmm. But definitely just clearing it, especially if you're with friends and you're all using the deck, the same one, you just want to clear it, put your intention and energy into it. And this is one of the most important things, is getting clear on what you're asking about so that you can really connect it back. Right. So if you don't know, it's fine. You can just say, hey, angels, you have a message for me today, or hi, you know, whatever that connection word being is for you. And if you're asking, like, I need help with this relationship, you know, maybe it's your mom, you're having a hard time. Like, again, navigate that question in the most clear way. You know, I'm really having trouble connecting to compassion lately. How can I open up to receive, or how can I align myself with my, you know, my higher self, whatever that may be. You want to get clear, because that'll help you to integrate and interpret the guidance a little more. Another thing is to let go of expectations, you know, because there is always this, like, when we want things to go a certain way, we're all guilty of it. I know I am. I'm like, no, that's not really how it's supposed to go. Let me pull another card.
So to that effect, do you just grab the first, let's say you're doing a reading and you don't like it, you just let it go? or do you say, okay, I'm going to get more cards out to clarify, or when is enough, you know, to say, okay, this is the message?
That is an awesome question. Yes, I've seen people pull out like 20. I'm like, okay.
They're looking for the one, for the answer.
I mean, yes, you needed a couple more, but yeah. So, letting go of the expectation, because there may be an aspect of our personality that's afraid to be wrong. And that is something that we just need to be a little aware of. For that same reason, you know, just know that you are using this as a tool. It's a reflection, okay? It's not going to solve your life, and it's not a crutch. So if you're asking a card every 5 minutes, yes, it's kind of something you can hold on to when you're feeling like you're in the dark. And I can definitely empathize and, you know, been there where you're just like, just send me a sign, but then you want another one. Like, ultimately, we need to do the work of integrating it and building that trust, right? So when is enough enough? Again, if you're just playing around and you're looking at the cards and, you know, you're getting to know them, fine. If you're doing it because you're trying to control the situation, you don't like the outcome, then maybe just take a moment to recenter again. Get centered, get clear, call in your guides, protection. What is, you know, my message for my highest good? And be open. And then just let go of the expectations and just know that this is where you're at today. You know, like, we all know, we usually know, like, if I'm off, and I'm like really working with jealousy, and I pull a card that's like, hey, let's take a look at how toxic energies are affecting you. I'm not going to be like, what? I thought I was flying high. Like, you know, I'm obviously coming to the cards for some guidance. So I need to be honest and willing to receive and then do my work to reflect on it. And yeah, you know what? You're right. Like, and it's okay to say, like, how can I let go of this pain that's leading me to jealousy? Mm-hmm. Pull in another card. I don't quite get it, angels. Can you bring me another one? That's totally fine, you know. But if I'm like, yeah, I don't like that next, I don't like that one either, you know, you're probably just not really clear in a place for guidance. So it's important to just be honest. Be like, okay, I'm just, today's a mess. You know? I'm not going to get any clarity here.
So what do you do once you get the message? I mean, what are the next steps? Because it's fun in the end to go and play with the cards and get the message and then just walk away. But what is it that we're supposed to do with it?
Yes. So again, you should be using this as a personal development tool, right? So you're using it to help guide you and expand you. So what I usually do is keep the visual imagery near me. So I'll either place it by my bed, my altar, somewhere where I can see it. And I'll work with it for, you know, a few days at least.
And when you say work on it, will you meditate on that? Or will you ask for guidance?
I guess when I mean work, I mean bring awareness and attention to it. So, you know, if I got a card that said, you know, open your heart and be willing to receive, I'm like, huh. Okay, I didn't really think I was having a problem with that, but okay, let me just see where and opportunities I can be more open. Catch myself. Maybe do a little self-reflection. So that's what I mean by they're a tool, they prompt you. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the work, you know, is your self-reflection. Maybe you're talking about it with a girlfriend or your boyfriend or your family member, like, hey, you know, you observe this, or I don't know, or just really start to do that self-inquiry. It is something that I did want to mention as far as when you are pulling the cards, because the visual aspect's so important. So if you mentioned about the guidebook also not being, you know, the ultimate truth. So when you do pull a card, and let's say you asked about something and you're like, huh, I don't really see how this, you know, relates. And you're like, well, that's a really nice description, but okay. But you're still open and you're like, okay, I'm not going to discard it. Look at the imagery, you know, really look at it and see if maybe there is a rainbow in there and that means something. Maybe there's shoes that are, you know, really look at the imagery. And also when you're doing your reading, pay attention to what you hear. You know, sometimes little like birds will pass by in a very notable way, and you're like, whoa, I never hear birds. And are those part of the reading? Yes. You know, maybe little bees were like flying around your window just as you were reading it. Maybe you heard like this music in your head or something. So just pay attention, because you're opening up a field that could go beyond the physical oracle card. So just stay curious. You don't have to like go around like, what am I seeing? How come I'm not hearing a word or song? Yeah, but just like, if you do happen, again, law of attraction, synchronicities, we're working with a field here of magnetism and communication. At the end, it's just information. Mm-hmm. Bringing it back to that fear factor, like, it's just information. Just like when life mirrors back to us something, we may not like it, but it's just information. And we can take that to change the vibration and empower ourselves, you know, to attract or learn whatever it has to, you know, be in that moment.
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying about them just being information. I remember, because I've been doing tarot cards and oracle cards since I was very young, and I was first introduced to them more of as a predictive tool, in that when you you know, more like what am I going to expect to see in the next 3 months or 6 months or a month or whatnot, you know, or this year, how is it going to look? And I realized that as I learned more about the law of attraction, and also more about how everything that is in front of us is a reflection of our subconscious, our relationships, our jobs, our health issues, it's just a reflection of what's inside. Then I kind of went away a little bit from them, and because of what I was doing is I was attaching to what the cards told me, and then I was manifesting what the cards told me, regardless if I liked the what they were saying or not. And that was all because I was focusing on them, and I was focusing on what that what I thought it was in future. But now I know that I can control my future, and I can create my future. If I wanted to change, then I change myself. And I change what's inside me, and then automatically the people, the situations, everything in front of me changes. And it took me a while. And, you know, I kind of, like I said, rejected the cards for a little bit, but then I understood they are a tool. And I went back to them, but now with a different vision. And now is the vision of, I want to know what's going on inside me that is creating or manifesting this reality. And that's where the symbols come in, and that's where it tells me things that I might not be aware of, that I have issues inside that I need to work on. And then I can go and meditate, or like you said, apply those that knowledge into maybe energy work or crystals or whatever it is, the tool that I need to use in order to change myself so that my reality changes.
Yeah. There, ladies and gentlemen, is a woman that's done her work. It's true, though, because, yeah, just like that card about the relationships I mentioned, you know, it's like we're looking outside, we're trying to change that person, that situation, but really it's like, what's the relationship with yourself? Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe in another episode we can go into a little bit of the shadow work and that, mm-hmm. like reflections that we get that we're just like, yeah, no, I didn't create that. Of course I had this, so how come that would have manifested? And, yeah, we're not, you know, I think I always kind of battle with the, like, I am doing everything and I should feel like, you know, 100% responsible. But that's where the co-creating aspect that I think is a nice thing for me. And you're right. Again, like I was saying, this is information. This is present time. We should never abandon infinite possibilities. And some people like the idea of, you know, whether it be astrology or something, like a determined fate, and then maybe it's easier. I like to have that openness as well. Like, well, if I'm here to evolve and expand and be a creator, then how can I use this information to empower myself and to become more of my mystical higher self, right? Mm-hmm. So definitely the word attachment that you said, outcome, goes with that expectation. I mean, these are fear-based things. This is when we're navigating in the dark. We don't trust. We need to hold on to something because we just think that, yeah, it could be worse than that or whatever. We just really like it and we want it to go that way. So yeah. You know, and if you're in this energy, don't feel bad. It's part of the journey, but slowly, like anything, just that bringing back to that trust and being okay in the nothingness is huge. You know, it is a journey. So don't feel like you need to be there. And if you're not, you're like, you know, it's just where we're at each moment, and we can go back and forth and all around. So
awesome. This was a great show. Thank you, Lara, for joining me today and talking about all the Oracle cards. And that was really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Tony. I'd love to be on and look forward to next time. Hope this is inspirational.
And if anybody wants an Oracle card reading from Lara, feel free to email her or go to her website and book an appointment. And I'll put the link in the description of the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.